Chapter 28.
"Ben,"
Nath said, managing his way onto his knees,
"we don't need the key."
Nath set his jaw and flexed his muscles. The morite chain started to groan, pop, and stretch. Eyes widening, Ben gasped.
"You're bending the morite!"
The loose chain fell into the hay around Nath's feet.
"Cover yourself up, dragon,"
Ben said.
"They're looking for you."
In the distance, Nath could see the riders coming hard. Indeed, the five of them were Drakus, and the sight of them churned his blood now more than ever. He inspected the garb he was covered in. A hood covered most of his head, but the cloak that covered his scales hung open. Grabbing a length of morite chain and tying it around his waist, he stepped out of the small cart and stood by Ben.
"Oh, that's a lot of Drakus,"
Ben said, slowly shaking his head.
"I've never encountered more than one before, dragon. We can't let them know who you are. If one gets away, the entire army of Barnabas will be on us."
Narrowing his eyes, Nath said,
"Good."
He then reached into the cart and filled his hands with the other length of chain.
"Brenwar's not going to be happy you busted his chain,"
Ben said.
"When's the last time you saw him?" 5 years ago,"
Ben said.
"And it's been pretty peaceful since."
Nath stepped in front of Ben.
"When this is over, you have a lot of explaining to do. Now wait here."
Nath started up the road. The closer the Drakus came, the harder his heart pounded. He could feel the evil. His aversion was enhanced like never before. In the past, their presence had been bothersome. But now that his scales had turned white, they were downright intolerable. Nath draped the chain over his neck and tucked his scaled hands into his cloak. The Drakus pulled their horses to a stop a mere 20 feet away. Their faces were covered in a patchwork of scales and tiny horns cropped up on their heads. They were big and endowed with thick layers of muscle. Tongues licked from the mouths of the half-dead, half-dragon men. One by one, they dismounted and gathered around Nath in a circle. All of them were tall, but not as tall as him. They wielded heavy, crude swords, clubs, and axes. Nath jangled his chains.
"I've some morite to sell. Are any of you lizard faces interested?"
"You jest, mortal."
"I'm only breaking the tension in the air. I'm not sure what to call your kind, but I've heard many things. Smelly serpents, clawed ogres, ugly fiends, dragon rumpkins. Ha! The children use that one." "Yes, it's all in jest, of course."
"We are Drakus. We are death,"
the leader said. It had a jagged scar on its bare chest. Its spiked metal shoulders were heaving.
"Hand over those chains."
You'll have to pay first, and I don't think we've discussed a price."
One of the Drakus shoved Nath from behind.
"Last warning, mortal."
"I don't seem to recall the first warning, so how can that be the last?"
Another hard shove from behind knocked Nath to the ground. He lifted his chin, gold eyes blazing.
"Oh, you shouldn't have done that."
He took the chain from his neck and tossed it at the Drakus's feet. He undid the chain around his waist and tossed it aside as well. The Drakus laughed.
"Not so mouthy now, are ya?"
"Look at his hands,"
another Drakus said.
"They have claws and scales."
"What?"
Nath rose to his feet, lowered his hood, and dropped his cloak. The wind bristled his mane of red hair.
"Nath Dragon,"
the leading Drakus said, gaping. It recovered quickly and said to the others,
"Kill him!"
Perspective can change in an instant.
One moment, Ben was slinking behind the cart and gathering Akron, ready to defend his friend, the outnumbered dragon. In the next, he was gaping in wonder. Nath transformed. In seconds, he went from a 7-foot man to a 30-foot dragon. Great horns and wings sprouted as he turned into the fiercest, most majestic creature Ben had ever seen. Nath's tail whipped out. It sent two Drakus flying head over scales. The horses scattered. The Drakus fought back, striking their swords and axes into Nath's scaled armor. Nath crushed one down on the ground with his paw. Another he crunched in his jaws and slung away. The last one standing turned to run. Nath consumed it with a mouthful of bright blue flames. One by one, Nath scorched every Drakus to the bone. It happened in seconds. Nath, the dragon, turned toward Ben and looked down at him. As smoke rolled from his mouth, he said in a great dragon voice,
"That felt good."
Trembling the slightest, all Ben could say was,
"That was awesome."
Nath said, dusting off his hands.
"Stomping out evil, one Drakus at a time. Good start for my return."
He fastened his eyes forward.
Perhaps it's time we took to some shelter. I sense some more danger is near."
"As you say, dragon,"
Ben said, unable to contain his smile. He grabbed the handles of the small cart and started to pull.
"There's some sanctuary a few miles beyond the next bend. We can hide in there."
Nath nodded as he checked his garments. Once again, his shirt and trousers were still intact. He eyed Ben.
"Something Bezog did?"
"I believe."
Nath donned his cloak, pulled on the hood, retrieved the chains, and resumed his trek alongside Ben. He felt great, strong, mighty.
"That was something else, dragon."
"Indeed.
I can't help but be impressed myself. I feel so free."
He glanced at the sky.
"You know, Ben, I could fly us wherever we need to go."
"Yeah, I'll pass. I flew on a dragon once already. And my stomach still feels queasy." "Perhaps if I was younger..."
He frowned.
"Walking and riding do me just fine."
"When did you ride a dragon?"
"Oh, not long after you slept.
She was a very pretty one, too. Gorgeous eyes, pearl-horned with turquoise scales. Something I'll never forget."
"Are you serious?
The dragon let you ride her?"
"Rescued us is more like it. We were trapped, penned in near Jordax Pass. We were taking you to a new place to hide. Then, wham, the dragons closed in."
Ben shook his head.
"We escaped, barely. After that, Bezog came up with another plan."
Nath let Ben continue talking. He studied Ben. His friend's brown hair had become grayish and wispy. There was a hitch in his step and a slight wheeze in his breath. Wrinkles lined his eyes, and more scars marked his face. It seemed like Ben had gone from a vibrant young man to an old iron warhorse in an instant. But there was still light in Ben's kind brown eyes and an avid curiosity.
"I see you looking at me, dragon. But don't fret, I've lived more than I've lost. And I live for what I've lost. My wife, my children. I miss them. But I understand that no matter what, this battle must be fought. And I'm honored to have a part in it, be it a small one or not."
"Ben," Nath said,
"you've been everything a friend should be and more. I'm grateful."
"So am I, dragon. The things I've seen, the adventures we've shared, it's been wonderful.
But dragon...
Yes? Ben looked him right in the eyes.
Promise me we'll finish this before I die.
Always keep your promises,
his father always said.
Never make a promise you cannot keep.
Nath shook his head no.
I wish I could promise you that. But all I can promise is that I'll try my best.
Ben nodded yes.
Well, that's good enough for me. Now, Ben, tell me everything I need to know.